Like a double shot of wild turkey, Representative Lynn Ober gets right to the point.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Liquor Commission has once again not been able to meet their revenue estimates.
This is the Republican lawmaker last month during a statehouse hearing. Ober was chastising the Liquor Commission for failing to make as much money as the legislature was banking on. The commission, which operates the state's 79 liquor stores, has failed to reach the legislature's targets in two of the last 3 years. Ober noted that this has consequences for the rest of state government, in no small part because of how much the budget relies on Liquor Commission profits.
So if one agency, such as the Liquor Commission, does not meet its revenue, then what happens is the governor starts asking the other agencies to cut their spending.
It's spending, more precisely a perceived overspending by the Liquor Commission, that Ober isn't happy about. There are two main reasons for the agency's increased costs, and they are directly related. First, it's the big, bright new stores popping up everywhere.
And these renovation projects can't be characterized as just a few tweaks here and there.
This is Liquor Commission Chairman Joseph Malika speaking at the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new Rochester store. A display of Stoli vodka is on his left.
We're transforming the outlets across the state because the wine and spirits buying in New England, and I say New England because that's where our consumers come from, we're in a very competitive market.
All those transformed outlets appear to have hurt short-term performance. Here are a few figures. Since 2010, sales statewide have grown by a healthy 35%, but operating expenses during the same period have grown at almost twice that rate. As a result, the commission's bottom line, the amount it transfers into state coffers, has lagged well behind sales, growing at less than 12% since 2010.
It's a great contributor to the general fund, but it is underperforming to its potential.
This is former Liquor Commissioner Mark Bodie, who resigned in 2012. Bodie is of the opinion that the wave of new stores is dragging down profitability.
It provides a more pleasing selling environment, but at the same time, expenses have increased dramatically.
The Liquor Commission declined to answer a list of questions for this story, but it did write in a statement that it's making, quote, significant strategic capital investments to attract and retain more customers. And this leads us to the second big storm cloud hanging over the commission. The customers it's trying to retain, many of them have traditionally come from Massachusetts. They were liquor pilgrims escaping strict prohibition-era blue laws, heading north for better deals. That's not so much the case anymore.
The landscape has changed significantly.
Stephen V. Miller is a Massachusetts-based lawyer who represents retail and wholesale alcohol vendors. He says a steady relaxing of liquor laws has opened the doors for supermarkets and big box retailers to sell booze in Massachusetts.
Welcome to Total Wine. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a wine.
Sure.
I think it has Ridge in the name.
We have Ridge Litton.
No.
Ridge Pagani.
Uh-uh.
Ridge Montebello.
One of the biggest players is the chain Total Wine, heard in this radio spot. The competition is creating a price war. Good for Massachusetts drinkers, but long-term, it may only get tougher for New Hampshire state-run stores to win over those coveted out-of-staters. That's worrying some lawmakers here, but Liquor Commission Chairman Malika still has the confidence of his boss, Governor Chris Sununu. Sununu is well aware of the shifting liquor landscape.
I think at the end of the day that we're still going to maintain a very strong edge competitively, as we always have, in terms of quality of product, quantity of product, cost competitiveness, better brand and better customer service. All those things really go into driving a better experience when folks buy something at one of our liquor stores.
Getting customers in the door may be easier with shiny, bright stores, but generating enough profits to help fund state government is harder than it once was. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.